Happy Thursday afternoon, everybody. Welcome into Mining Stock Daily. This will be our last corporate update of the week as we are preparing for tomorrow's long-form Friday morning episode. So we're going to close out the corporate updates with my friend Chris Donaldson. He's the CEO over at Outback Goldfields. They trade now on the TSX Venture with the symbol OZ. We're going to talk about that. They also have an OTCQB listing with OZB. KF. I will also mention that Outback is a sponsor of the podcast. I'm also a shareholder here. So, Chris, welcome back to the podcast. Happy New Year. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing okay. Thanks, Trevor. Happy New Year to you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Let's get down to business here. With the news right now is you have moved. I don't know if you just exchanges or moved up. I don't know how they call it, but you were trading on the CSE. Now you moved to the venture. Tell us why the change here.
Yeah, I mean, it took us better part of a year to get the new listing. Actually, things were going quite well on the Canadian Security Exchange, but we wanted to move to the TSX venture for a couple reasons. One, it is considered maybe a high level of scrutiny and compliance and so forth. But more than that, it's the fact that I would say a third or more of our shareholders are in Australia. And it just allows them to access the stock and trade it a lot easier. So, the access for capital for us and the exposure and hopefully liquidity should improve on the venture here.
All right. Anything, as far as management, anything, reporting wise, much change on that side of things?
Not too much. I mean, certainly we had to do more reports that we'll end up filing on the various properties and so on. And we did that in advance. But no, we kind of right from the get-go, we're adhering to the policies of the venture in anticipation of us moving up anyway. So it's day to day, it won't be much difference in terms of the admin side.
Okay, very good. Let's get over to the exploration side of the business. You got a handful of projects there in Victoria, Australia here. Chris, I don't have to tell you, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to this understand that it's been pretty tough for a foreign company, a Canadian company, to work in Australia. It seems like there are a lot of COVID restrictions taking place in the country. I mean, is that a fair assessment to say, like the regulations have just made it really difficult?
Yeah, it's was certainly a challenging year. Victoria locked down, very, very hard, and it did impact us. If you remember back in June, I think I was on with you and full of excitement about our drilling program that we were going to start resuming, and then 2 days later, they shut things down. And that impacted us directly in that, the guy who was driving to the site to deliver the drill wasn't able to cross the state border line. So we lost our drilling contract. And of course, like many places in the world, we had workers who had to, take care of their families from home because kids were out of school, all that kind of stuff. So we were certainly delayed. So that program that we had put out there for June really didn't get started until October, and if you remember on that, the plan was run our Ewengrun property there. So it's centered around an old historic mine, which had mined at about 250 gram per ton, and we'd already done all the groundwork on it and mag survey and so on, and we did about a 300 hole RAB program on a grid pattern over top and around the old mine. And it went pretty well. So, the idea on that was just to basically, look for arsenic traces, and which is associated with the gold there. So good news is, it appears that the system there is bigger than we thought, or at least the arsenic imprint is. So we're in a couple weeks here, I'll be resuming that program. We're going to use air core drilling. This time we'll do another about 250 holes and get an even better feel for the extent of it. And then, of course, once we get those results back, and it'll be able, I'm going to, if all goes well, it'll be about a 3 or 4 week program. And we'll have some immediate response on that because we've got what they call a portable XRF, which gives us some readings right away. So we'll fast track some that are positive on that. But and then we'll follow it up with what truly will be exciting is actually having identified some prime targets and doing the diamond drilling on that. So that would be roughly April or so. So happy to be back drilling again and getting some news flow and hopefully it goes on uninterrupted, unlike last year. But it's funny, you were talking about Victoria. I still can't get down there. I mean, thankfully we have a very good team on the ground who are quite experienced. But even today, I tried to get a visa and I can't. I can't get down there as a business owner because we are subsidiaries there and they paused all that. So, I wish I was Australian. I'd be able to travel back and forth. But for the time being, we got to trust the guys on the ground.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's good. I mean, news flow is everything because Outback really has been lacking some news flow just because a lot of this restrictions and difficulties getting workers and equipment and therefore results.
Yeah, I mean, at our stage, I mean, we're early stages, as you know, and you kind of live and die by results, right? So last summer, we didn't have the news flow that we thought we would, and that's compounded by a pretty tough market out there, and we certainly got beat up on that. I mean, I guess the silver lining is we didn't spend nearly the amount of money that we wanted to. We're behind, I would say, on what we had planned to have drilled by now. But we have all that ahead of us, and I've got a good program planned for this year. And Trevor, I kind of figure we have basically three swings at the ball here this year. So the program I just outlined for Ewengrun, will take us roughly for the next 3-4 months. And while that's going on, we're doing the groundwork and some of the early work, trying to identify some targets on our Ballarat West project. And that one's pretty exciting. There's 17 million ounces of gold that have been produced and is being produced, within 3 miles of the property. Yet this area is virtually untested here. So, and that's because of that cover that I've talked about a couple of times before. So once we're done up at Ewengrun, we'll move the drills down and focus on Ballarat West. And we'll be there for, say, roughly 4 months. And then we'll get to our Silver Spoon. And Silver Spoon is the property that gets the most attention just because of its proximity to Kirkland Lake or Agnico now. On one side and on the other side is Newmont and actually on the other on the top side of us is land that was just recently acquired by Kirkland Lake as well. So they were involved in a Victoria land auction, and there's actually four parcels that sold for almost $100 million. So couldn't ask for a better location on that. We're just waiting for our exploration permit to come through, which we expect kind of halfway through this year.
Did Outback make any sort of bid for that tender?
Yeah, no, we didn't. It was kind of out of our price range on that. I could have, but it probably would have been fruitless. But there's been I think Kirkland said they were going to spend about $100 million in exploration this year on the properties right beside us. So lots of news hopefully will start flowing out of that, and we all benefit from positive results in the area. You saw Mandalay come out with some great results on their Costerfield mine, which is just 5 miles south of us. That's the hope, right? I mean, as an investor, what are you looking at? Obviously it's a good entry point for those of you who've been in the stock for a while. It's comforting to know that companies are getting rewarded when they do get results. And probably the best example is E79 Resources, very similar land package. We came out about the same time. Actually, we were valued at a higher market cap than they were. And then they had a phenomenal discovery. They went from 15, 20 million market cap to 100 million, and they topped up, and Eric Sprott came in, and all the good things that come along with that. And it was on one result. So, there's certainly a lot of leverage there. Good to see people getting rewarded for results, and I think the reason for that is the chance of a discovery becoming a mine is as good as any place in the world, and it's littered with mines in and around the area. infrastructures there, workers there, and obviously a tier one jurisdiction. So yeah, exciting year, like you said, hopefully a lot more news flow than we had last year.
Yeah, well, we haven't even talked about Glenfine, but I do want to kind of piggyback on that idea as making a discovery here. The share price of Outback's, it's in the tank, and it's, you know, there's only so many things you can do. Management doesn't control the share price, and it's really hard to control the share price when you can't get results because there's so many regulations to get to work on the ground that you need to get the results from. Totally get that. But we saw the results from E79, and so obviously, even in a poor market, the market was rewarding big new discoveries. Now with Outback, you've got potential to make three discoveries here. It's not saying you are going to make discoveries, but you've increased your chances because you're not just a one-trick pony in the Victoria Goldfields.
Yeah, like I said, we've got four properties, and this year we're going to be working on three of them, so we've got those three swings at it. The nice thing is if we latch into something early on, we can adjust. It's not like some of the northern properties where you basically have a 3-month window and then you got to wait a whole year. You know, we can drill virtually all year round. We have a large land package, and so that's part of the challenge is really focusing in and really ranking and prioritizing the targets that we do have. There's a balance to that too. I mean, you can't just go out and drill wildcat all the time. You'll blow through your money pretty quick. So, you know, there is a process. You got to do it methodically, which is why we're doing, the work that we're doing in advance, which is tough because it's not always the sexiest, but, it certainly will increase our chances when we do get to do the diamond drilling that will actually make a discovery.
Yeah. And maybe the other silver lining is because you didn't spend as much money last year as you thought you originally wanted to or was planning to, you didn't have to go back and raise in a market that was really tough to raise money.
No, and we were very fortunate. I mean, we raised, you know, north of $10 million a year and a bit ago. We've got, I think last reported, $6 million left. And now we're set up too. I mean, when you start a new company, we had to get offices down there, incorporate, and do all that kind of stuff, and get the right people in line. So this year, you know, a lot of that admin work is behind us, and we really can focus on executing on the exploration plans.
All right, Chris. Best of luck with the work on the ground now. Hopefully, everything goes a lot smoother than it did last year. Look forward to seeing results, and obviously, we'll have you back on to the podcast here for some corporate editorial once those results do come in. But in the meantime, do stay dry and warm there in Vancouver.
Thanks, River.
All right. That's Chris Donaldson, CEO of Outback Goldfields, now trading on the TSX Venture with the symbol OZ and on the OTCQB with OZBKF. That's a wrap for us today here on Mining Stock Daily. We'll talk to you all tomorrow morning. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.